I know it's hard, but your thoughts on the game tonight?
You know, we just made too many mistakes and too many free base runners to probably win the game, you know. We were really good through four, and probably a few too many free bases, and then we just struggled to get out of the fifth, you know, and we finally did with a tie ball game, and then kind of have a weird one happen in center field there, and it happens, you know. That's baseball. That's part of the game. It was not because of a lack of effort on our kids. You know, our kids, they played their butts off. They cared. They were in it for the entire thing. Like, there was no point in that game where I felt that anybody lacked any effort. We made a few maybe mistakes, but that happens. You know, baseball is a game. There's going to be mistakes. How do you react to them? And I thought we reacted pretty well. I was pretty proud of our group. This was a very blue crowd and a hostile environment, and I thought our guys handled it pretty well, really, you know, and really proud of this group. And if you saw them afterwards, it wasn't really a dry eye. So this group cared about each other. They wanted to play for each other. They did play for each other all season. And you can't, as a coach, there's really nothing else that you can look for. Like, you win championships, you win games, you lose games, in all sorts of fashions. Like, you know, we lose on a guy stealing home with two strikes and two outs. Like, dumb things happen in baseball. But you also, but the thing that you, when you know if you have a good group or whatnot, is when they really care about each other at the end of it. And when you have a group of kids that's crying, hugging each other, telling them they care about each other, they love each other, that's success, man. Like, there's no better picture of success than that. So to say we had a successful year is an understatement, and I'm really proud of this group.
You know, your seniors, that, you know, there's a couple guys that can come back, but the seniors, your super seniors that you had, those guys, talk about what they've meant to not just this season, but just the post-8 program in general.
Well, let's start with our super seniors. Between Jack and Cade, you can't ask for better kids on your team. Jack Van Camp might be the most competitive human being I've ever met. I mean, if I would have told him to go do, like, he might not be successful at whatever he's trying, but he will give everything that he possibly has to be successful. And, I mean, he was unreal this year. So we're all excited to see. Now he's going to go play college baseball. We're excited about that. And he's going to do great things there. And then Cade Hinkle, I mean, if there's such thing as a rock, he's been it. I bet he's caught, well, we're going on 4 years, so I'll bet you he's caught in the green uniform, whether it's high school or Legion, over 300 games, or really close to 300 games. And there aren't many people that will ever say that. If we went back, he might have the record for catching games. He has been a pillar, a rock behind the plate for us, and we're going to miss him. And then our other seniors, I mean, we can go down the list of all of them, but, you know, McGuire's been here for 4 or 5 years now, and he's been outstanding for us. We're really proud of him and what he's done. And then they've been great this year, all of them. You know, and I'm really hoping I get a couple of them back as super seniors, and they come back next year and play another year. And the guys that move on, I mean, I do have to mention Andy Gordon over at third base. He's kind of, when we talk about a rock, him and McGuire have been up here for 3-4 years, and they've really kind of just been callous in our lineup. And Elliot Life had a great year in center field for us, you know, really turned a corner throughout the year. And I'm just really proud of this group, you know. And Bennett Dean, what a year, you know, hits a walk-off home run. And Isaac Pollock was our rock on the mound. Like, when we needed wins, Isaac found them for us, especially early on. And then he had a few arm issues. And Booth comes back and throws huge innings in the state tournament, you know. Like, all these guys have done great things for us this year, and we're really proud of all of them. And we're gonna miss all of them. They've been a great group.